is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That is what's up,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, welcome, welcome.
You ever see the movie 2012?
No.
Okay.
What's it about?
The end of the world. It's the end of the world. And they're building giant arcs that look like giant submarines / spaceships that will survive the giant worldwide flood.
Oh, all right.
And John Cusack is in it. And that's really, he's the only famous guy, really. No, Oliver Platt or Oliver, his name's Oliver. Older guy.
John Cusack.
Yeah, John Cusack. Yeah. Anyway, there's a big fat Russian guy in there. And that's the voice I just did.
All right.
And nobody knows it.
When you do
Scotty.
Hello, I thought that was
hello,
from
hello.
I thought that was from Seinfeld when they have the belly button talking. Hello.
No.
It's very similar.
No. Big Russian guy who gets killed.
All right.
Because he doesn't treat a prostitute well.
No, he does not treat anybody well.
No, he does not. So anyway. Okay, but all the best impressions. We were doing, there was a period of time this morning where we went around the horn.
Yeah.
And we were doing it. And Laura, she crushes. She's an impressionist.
Yeah.
She'd give, what's his name, a run for his money.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yeah. Totally crush him. Get to the chopper.
I got one. I can do Barney Rubble.
You can?
Yeah. Like, gee, Fred, if we're going in 50-50, are we missing 10 clams? It's pretty good, right?
That's the best. I wanted to shut my eyes. I wanted to picture the scenery, the car, Dino.
It's every episode. It's every episode. Fred's running a scam, and Bonnie goes, "Oh, gee, Fred, the meth doesn't make sense here."
Well, they were modeled after the Honeymooners, right? That's that what it was.
Yeah.
Everybody, no matter who you are, you do someone.
Yeah.
Like at least one, right? And don't have to be good. None of us are good.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know,
speak for yourself.
You know, right. Scotty is really good. Just ask him. He'll tell you. But
let me tell you about my B movie.
Yeah. I've been working on the
local gee, Jerry, go ahead.
I've been working on the local weather guy. I work on people. I you know what I mean?
You can't just throw it out there. You have to work on it. It's a lot of time in the car going,
Yeah. I did I would fool around with Shatner, you know. And
he does
Stallone,
a very good William
good
Shatner,
Shatner,
you know. But I've been working on the local weather guy, Mike Haddad, who's a really good guy, nice guy, you know. But you know he's
what?
He's got this way of I don't know. He said like,
I'm listening.
Well. We've got some showers coming down from the northern country, and over here is going to be a little bit of snow over here with a slight break, but the showers are going to be something you're going to be dealing with for a couple of days this week.
Here's the thing about weathermen, and that was a good impression. You got to have an angle. You got to do with something a little unique.
Yeah.
You can't just say, well, it's going to be sunny today, and it'll be warm tomorrow.
Like, you can't.
There's a million people doing that. Nobody remembers them, but we all remember, good day. Everybody, right?
That's
like, we all remember that guy.
That's true.
All remember Al Roker and his deal.
When I think of Al Roker, I don't think of the weather. I think of him getting blown over in hurricanes.
Yeah,
and that's his niche.
Yep.
Kelly Brown keeps Dickie Albert from Channel 5. Alive all the time.
Yeah. Just because they say Thunder Boomer.
Yeah.
That was his shtick.
I didn't even know I got it from him.
I've never heard of Thunder Boomer until I met you.
It was Dickie Albert.
Yeah. Dickie Albert. And then Shelby Scott.
Shelby Scott was
always on the scene. Right?
She was expendable.
She was expendable, but they never killed her.
They sent her
to the Cape every time there was a hurricane, and she came back every time.
Yeah, I don't like it that she's... I'm not saying that is in a good thing. They put her out there in the middle of the worst storms. That's like Ray Brewer.
Yeah.
I'm like, for Christ's sake, he's outside. He's 100 yards from the front door of Channel 9, getting pelted with everything
under
the sun.
It's made him stronger.
And yet, if there's a road that's closed, he's there.
Yeah.
If there's a dam that breaks, he's there. We love Ray. We're huge fans of Ray.
It's like the Weather Channel guy. People ask me, you live on a beach when those storms come, when are you going to evacuate? When I see Jim Cantore.
Yeah, right.
When that guy's here, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Because they only send him when it's going to get bad.
But they've had those once-in-a-lifetime high tides 40 times in the last like 3 years.
You know
once
why?
In a lifetime, my ass.
You know why? Because the world's on fire. I don't know if you've taken a look around.
On fire.
It's 120 degrees in LA like yesterday.
Yeah.
The world's on fire.
Yeah. I think emotionally too, actually.
Yeah, we're a mess.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
But so when do you, like, are you one of those guys?
I'm going to stick it out. I've lived here forever. I'm going to stick it out.
No, don't make it sound like that. You're making the person who is going, you know what?
Yeah.
Tie me off to the chimney. I'm staying. You're making him sound dumb.
No, I'm saying,
I'm not going.
Oh, guess what? Somebody's got to risk their life to save you. If you want that,
don't.
Then you're going to, then screw you.
I'll send you the video. Please don't come save me.
Yeah.
Scott McMullen at such and such address. Fine. You're good to go.
My mother got in a fight with the National Guard guy, Blizzard of 78, trying to take my mother. My mother's house was on the beach.
Yeah.
And Blizzard of 78, they try to take her out of there, and she said, "I'm not. I'm, you know, I'm the same way." Now,
were the waves hitting?
The waves were hitting the fireplace in the living room. It went right through the house.
Two-story house?
No, it was a two-story house, but the living room was sort of.
Why wouldn't she leave?
There were four steps up because she just thought, "Oh, it's my house, and I'm going to watch what happens." I don't know. My mom was crazy. Probably a little doobage in the fuel line.
I wonder if my boys say that about me.
I've never heard that.
Oh,
did
yeah.
She doobage
a little doobage in the fuel line.
I like that. Did your mom partake?
Oh, God. I remember when I was a child.
Awesome.
When I was a child, there were adult brownies and kids brownies.
Wow.
At the same, like on the same counter.
She was ahead of her time.
And mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was ahead of her time. All right. She at this on the same counter.
Yeah.
And we were taught, no, those are adult brownies. Don't eat those.
Yeah.
So you didn't. I wasn't taught that there's weed in them.
Right.
But those are for the adults.
Yeah, okay.
I just went, those aren't for us.
We have candy. There's candy in the fridge that those are the adult candies. And my kids don't like caramels and stuff anyway, so yeah. They don't care.
So the storm's coming. This is the brutal. This is the one with like 5 feet of snow where cars were stranded on the highway.
Yes.
But this is also 1978. There's no internet. There's no Twitter. There's no governor telling you to get off the beach, and then 3 days later he's sitting on the beach. You know, it was just common sense. And common sense tells you when the waves are hitting your kitchen, maybe it's time to get out of the kitchen. But my mother, as I said, didn't have a lot of common sense. My brother, my sister, both rode it out there. They set up a thing at the Hampton School, and my mother said, "No, we'll go upstairs. We're not going to the Hampton School."
Wow, crazy! Yeah. Crazy.
My stepfather used to restore old cars. That was his thing. He was a mechanic. My mother had a Mercedes, like a 1950s Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
that my stepfather had restored, and it was super cool.
Yeah.
And she was driving up 95. She saw somebody hit one of those big, the big trash barrels, the orange barrels.
Right.
Back then, they weren't plastic.
Right.
Someone hit a metal one, went right up over her car, and killed the people in the car behind her.
Wow.
My mother came home and parked that car in the garage and said, "I'm never driving again." She was freaked out.
Oh, it's traumatizing.
Oh, you live on the beach, you don't have to go anywhere. She's like, okay, yeah. How are the kids going to get anywhere?
Well,
I don't know. So my stepfather decides to rebuild the motor in that car. Takes the motor out of the car. It's on the workbench. Okay. Now the Blizzard of 78 comes in. There's no motor in the car. Can't get it out of there. And it's the last thing they're worried about, right? Because it's, like you said, 5 feet of snow.
Right.
The entire neighborhood was underwater. There's pictures of people
crazy.
In a boat with the motor down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Water goes right over that Mercedes. Can't get it out. Salt water. Forget it. Done.
Wow.
Killed the car.
Crazy.
Killed the car.
Scotty, you sit there and you say like, "Well, I'm going to go to my house." But you're risking your life. You're risking your life. Like, you got kids. Like, your kids may
back
not be there with you, but you got to get the hell out of there.
No. Staying.
No. I'm staying too.
Years ago, we got a ton of rain, and mom and dad live on Route 202, and the Isinglass.
It floods.
The military pulled in the yard, and they go, "We're asking everybody to leave." And my dad's like, "What's going on?" They're like, "The Isinglass is gonna flood." And my dad's like, "It's 5 miles down the road." "Yeah, we're asking everybody to leave." And dad's like, "Well, when the water is on the front steps, then I'll maybe consider it. But we're fine, and we're gonna stay here."
Did it get there?
Oh, God, no. It's not even close.
Fine. There's too many people with storms that go, "I'm going to ride it out. And then they're the ones on the roof crying that they can't get a freaking chopper in there.
I'm telling you.
Tough shit. You lose.
That's Florida.
I'm with you.
You're talking about Florida.
I don't care where it is. If you're in a situation and they tell you it's going to happen and you want to wave it off, that's fine.
Okay.
That's your choice.
I agree.
Don't cry to me when you need to be rescued.
Same when you go mountain climbing.
Amen.
You,
yeah.
Same when you go mountain climbing.
I have a friend.
There should be a bulletin board at the bottom of the mountain that says, hi, I'm Greg. Here's where I'm going.
Jimmy, let me just tell you. I had a friend of mine who lost a brother because he was in a brother. Her brother died trying to save people that were up there and they weren't prepared.
Yep.
I was at the base of Mount Washington in Pinkham Notch, and I was climbing up. I'm not climbing a mountain. I'm not a mountain climber. I'm not going up there. But I am going to this certain waterfall, which isn't very far.
Sure.
But it's an uphill climb. So I'm waiting to sign in.
Okay.
But you got to sign in and let them know that you're there, right? These three teenagers are there, and it's a cloudy day. And the ranger is like, they're like, we're going to go up the Mount Washington up this path. And the ranger says, you know, we don't recommend that. There's some real rain coming in, and the top half of that is not going to be passable.
Yep.
You shouldn't do it. They're like, no, we're good, we're good, we're good. And I sit there and I watched as this ranger, it was a woman, try to convince these people, no, you really shouldn't go because we're not going to be able to get to you should something. These three didn't hear a word this woman said.
Yep.
And I sat there and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yep.
Like, she's telling you that you will be in danger in a matter of hours. And they did not care. And I thought, screw them.
Yeah, I was evacuated. We had a girls' weekend, camping weekend at Gunstock.
Oh, God.
It was pouring crazy. There's eight of us. And now it is very late in the night. The ranger comes over. There's tornado warnings. You guys should evacuate. We're like, we've been drinking all day. We have no food, no money. Like, besides what we have, we're camping in tents. And he's like, I'll let you guys hold it out a little longer, but we might have to come and evacuate you. And we're like, we got this. We got this. We didn't care. We were soaking wet and just dancing on trees and tables, having so much fun.
Wow.
11:30 at night, he comes over. He's like, you're going to have to leave. We pile into one car. We go to the nearest hotel at Gunstock. They're like, we have one room with bunk beds. There's eight of us. We have, again, no food because everything was on grills.
Sounds like the beginning of a movie.
Was it right at the end of the road?
Yeah, right at the end of the road. That inn, one room.
Who shot the golf balls out?
Stop it. All eight of us, two bunk beds, and I packaged up my little charcoal grill, illegally cooked under an umbrella on the back porch of that hotel.
We made it happen.
We made it work.
What was that sound again, Scotty? That's disgusting.
But yeah, we were like, we're going to stay. We're going to stay. Yeah. And then the ranger comes and he's like, you got to go. There's tornadoes. But what? We were staying.
But this and is different. Go ahead.
I am so with you that if I choose this,
you're on your own.
I'm on my own.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick to my stomach that people go out and rescue. Like when you talked about the people going up Mount Washington, I would send down a credit card machine. And if your credit card can go through, then we'll come save you. If not, screw you.
Right, but here's the question you got to answer. When you're dead, how does your kid feel? Because you felt like you wanted to stay with a house.
Or one of your kids wanted to try to rescue you, and they got themselves in trouble.
My kids are good. They're going to get that house. So they're all right with it.
They're not all right with losing you.
They're going to knock it down and lift it up.
Oh, my God.
Here's the difference, Greg. Here's the huge, huge difference. You're talking about a park ranger that's running a park that's very, very, very experienced and sees this is going to be bad, as opposed to some jackass politician that's just buying into Weather Channel hype, puts on his flannel vest and is in the bunker and just says generically, anybody that lives along the beach should get out, right? And by the way, the weathermen have to predict these storms. Nor'easter comes up the coast. It comes up the coast. And it can go
a bunch of different ways.
My point is that the weathermen are right about as much as I am right on DraftKings, not a lot.
All right. Look, I don't want to trust the government like with that. But I also think that, you know, when the National Guard comes out, they're not doing that because it's going to rain a little bit.
They've never overhyped a storm.
I'm not saying they've never overhyped a storm, but when
they overhype every storm.
No, but when they show up now, I'm not talking about in the warning. I'm talking about when they show up in a freaking boat at your front door.
If they're in a boat at my front door, then what's the, you know, okay. Then we know what
we're doing. Your safety. What about Plum Island? Plum Island got wiped out.
Yes.
Homes were swept out to sea.
Yes.
And there were some
same homes that got wiped
out. I'm going to ride it out.
Cry me a river when you're dead.
I won't be dead. I'll be in my little red boat that's in the backyard.
Gordie Howe.
I'll be in the Gordie Howe. I got it tied off on the
Gordie Howe. What about Mrs. Dunn?
Mrs. Dunn, she
in the boat.
She's at her mother's 4 days earlier.
I cannot stand, and I there's part of me that does understand where you guys are coming from with your home.
It's my house. It's my castle. But I'm going down with the ship like what's-his-name in the boat movie.
But you guys aren't crying when it comes rescue time.
No.
All right, that's on you. Your choice.
When I talked to mom,
but you know
3 days
what I'm
later
about.
When they got the power back on, and
Florida.
You're talking about
Florida. People with spray paint on their roof going, help me.
Yeah.
They said, you know, they came to the house, you know, your father. And in my mind, I pictured dad putting mom in the car and going, maybe I'll see you later.
That's old school. That's real old school.
Staying with the house.
Right.
Because what happens if it's not that bad, but something happened to the house that if somebody had been there, it could have been fixed.
Yeah, also, I mean, look, it depends on where you live. Depends on where you live, but if it's looting and people getting to you.
Hampton Beach,
people
man.
Do that.
Oh, my God.
People do that stuff.
You just sit on the roof with a sniper rifle.
I live in Hampton Beach. They'll be looting everywhere.
I have a real...
They're looting right now.
I have a real...
It's sunny at 80.
I have a real problem with people who just don't pay attention, don't know what they're doing. I'm going to climb Mount Washington or Mount Katahdin with a windbreaker and sneakers and then have to be rescued and squad. I was reading a story last year about somebody that was stranded on Katahdin last year, and it took almost 18 hours for the rescue crew, and a ridiculous amount of time to get there, and the rescue crew couldn't make it to the top, so they had to hunker down in a blizzard on Mount Katahdin, the biggest mountain in Maine, and then they rescued these people the next day, and I sat there going, anything could happen that could have wiped them all out. You know, and I'm like, we put all these resources in. I want to save people. It pisses me off that people are irresponsible when it comes to that kind of thing because of the lives that are risked to save them. And the lives that get risked are volunteers. A lot of times it's rangers that get paid for it, but volunteers who love the mountains and that's what they do. It's crazy.
That's a different situation, though, from where I live. And I'm sitting here on my porch and I'm going to, you know, and the amount of people that we've had, like you said, we've had a 40-year storm like 6 times in the last 3 years now, right?
Yeah.
Nobody, you know what happened the last storm? There was a house not far from mine that was taking it bad. Someone put it on Facebook that this house was getting pounded by the ocean, right? You know what happened? Dozens of cars came down to watch that house maybe get washed out.
Right.
You know what they did? They parked in my front yard.
Yeah.
Cut through my backyard through, you know, waist-high water to go watch these people. And I got in it with a guy who was parking in my yard going, what are you doing? You can't park. Oh, I just want to go take that. Dude, that guy's going to lose his house. Get the hell out of here.
I'm hoping there's a shark in that water.
Yeah.
When they're in there and they're walking waist-deep water, I want a shark in that water. Okay, that'll teach you. You know, Kelly, did you ever, when you had the family camp in Alton, did the tides ever rise that high where they threatened?
The tides at Alton Bay?
It was a joke,
not
dude.
A Lake Winnipesaur.
It was a goddamn joke. Yeah.
You know, it rises at Alton Bay slowly.
Yeah, very, very slowly.
When it rains, you go, we better get out of here soon.
It's insane.
It's been raining for a couple days.
It's insane.
I live on the ocean. I live for the ocean. I know the ocean better than anybody that lives around me. I know every rock out there. I'm going to watch it. When a storm gets hyped up, something that I live for, and I go, I'm going out there, and I know exactly when the tide and the wind and everything is going to be right. And I have some government official in Concord saying, the beaches are closed. Well, we don't want to have to send somebody out to rescue. You're not going to. Anyway, right? This is all you need to know about how they run the beach. They can't get any help right now because the summer's almost over.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks of the summer, there are 3 weeks. There's no lifeguards.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? You know what they do have, though? Plenty of Meter Maids. Plenty of Meter Maids. Right?
Good point.
You tell
you
me.
Are so negative.
I hate Jesus me. Christ. I hate parking meters. You know that.
I know.
You know
I know.
How I feel about parking meters.
Who doesn't?
Well,
you know.
You're gonna the money that you're paying those meter maids.
Yeah.
You pay somebody twice as much as you normally would to be a lifeguard.
Yeah.
They had 300,000 people at the beach this weekend to eat leftover clams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no lifeguards. And the water's 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And there's no lifeguards.
Yeah.
But they had triple parking meters. Don't tell me I can't go in the ocean. And this is the clip I want you to play.
Yeah.
Jimmy knew the risks. Jimmy went down with a big giant smile on his face.
Okay.
Because when I catch that big wave, to quote the end of Point Break, he ain't coming back.
And that's all we have time for. Right there. That's all we have time for.
He died doing what he liked.
With his boots on.
Drinking a shitload of water at once.
with his Tevas on. He died with his Tevas on. All right. We got to go. But Jimmy, thank you. As always, check out JimmyDunn.com for all the places he's going to be playing. KellyBrown.com for all the places he's going to be playing. Sorry, Kelly.
That's okay.
Whatever. Have a great day, Laura. Thank
have
you,
a good
Jimmy.
Day.
Great to see you as always. We'll see you next week. Scotty.
You too, my
Kelly,
friend.
Have a great day. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow
at 5:30 in the morning.